Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark. Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am here to introduce your host. You know him and you love him, Mr. Scape White.
Hello, everybody. My name is Scape White. This is an exciting show because it's the first one after we finished about Reanimator, so it's back to doing new stories, different stories.
Yeah, not new stories. I mean, you make it sound like we make up the stories.
No. We just retell the stories.
Exactly. So we do have an exciting story lined up, a new to us story, and we have a very special guest listener. You heard him on the podcast a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now, something like that. But a lot has gone on with him since then. Doctor.
No, I refer to me as Lord High Pharaoh, My Highness, Dr. Vernon Jones, deceased.
My Highness? Or?
My Highness. From your perspective, speaking towards me, I'm referred to as Your Highness, among other things.
Deceased. I'm sorry to hear that.
All you can say at the beginning, the late Lord High Pharaoh, His Highness, Dr. Vernon Jones.
Well, I don't know if I could remember all of that, because I'm busy remembering a story at the same time.
You can call me Vernon if you like. That's all right, too.
Okay, so Vernon, do you wanna know a story that I could tell?
Well, I'd love to hear a story. Perhaps I can listen to it.
But I'm confused. How did you die? Why are you dead?
Old age is how I died. It's a common old age combined with poor health, disease, common reasons for death. I don't know if people looked into my funeral or my post-mortem cause of death, but it's worked out very well for me.
Yeah, poor health disease, duh.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. I know these things, yeah. I had poor health disease. I'm obviously still afflicted with it as a spirit, but that's all right. I've inherited Jupiter 2, as I was promised by the Mormon Church. I want to thank them for all they did for me as one of the religions on Earth, and I'm enjoying my life as a rich, impossibly powerful autocrat on an enormous planet.
Well, okay, but do you want to hear a scary story I said?
I said tell the story, Kat.
Well, Dad.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, this one is going to be special. It's a movie.
A movie? Well, I can watch a movie too, or you can tell the story. That's fine.
No, I watched the movie, but now I'm going to tell the movie, okay?
Oh, yes. Begin. Tell the movie then.
Okay.
You know, movies were called that because people noticed that they moved when they watched them and the characters were moving. So the word movie was coined.
Well, this story is going to be moving because I tell good stories. But here you go. Plan 9 from Outer Space by Ed Wood.
This could be useful. I live in outer space.
Well, this is from outer space.
So am I now.
No, you're from Earth.
Well, then I came to outer space, and then I came from outer space back to Earth.
Okay, but listen, I have to start the story now. Okay, once upon a time, in the future, I will tell you about the future, but really, let me tell you about the secret thing that happened, okay, that nobody knows about.
How can you tell me if it's a secret?
Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. You better not tell.
Isn't this going to be on the podcast?
They better not tell. Look, it's just a story, but don't tell the story. I tell the story.
I haven't told the story.
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, so like I said, once upon a time, there was a guy, okay, he was flying a plane, and he was like, do-do-do-do, hey, what about this plane I'm flying? Pretty cool. But then there was aliens. And they flew by in a UFO. And he was like, what the? And they put bright lights in his eyes. And he was like, ah.
That sounds very uncomfortable. You know, planes work so cold because they fly over the flat plains of the world.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Possibly.
Well, okay, but this wasn't about a plane. It was about a guy with a UFO that flew by him. Anyway.
These were aliens from Jared, right?
No, I don't know where they were from. They're from space, but
Jared is in space. It's next to my planet.
Then they're not aliens.
How are they not aliens if they're next to my planet in space?
You're not an alien. You're a human being.
I used to be.
Okay, look.
Before the Mormons.
We only just started the movie, so we gotta finish the movie.
All right.
Okay, so then there was these grave diggers, and they were like, we're digging a grave. What do you think about that? And they heard some crazy noise, and they were like, okay, that is a scary noise. I think we should leave the cemetery. But when they started to leave the cemetery, a zombie girl came and got them. She was like, I will kill you. And she killed them dead.
That was a very interesting story. I'm glad I heard that. I'll remember not to dig any graves.
No, that's just the beginning.
Oh.
That's the opening scene, because then we get to the serious part. So there was a guy.
First part didn't sound very funny.
But there was a guy, okay? An old man. And he was sad because, do you know why? Because his wife was dead.
Well, that's all right. She gets a planet.
No, because here's why. She wasn't on a planet. I mean, she was on a planet, but the planet she was on was the planet Earth.
But she gets another one after she dies.
No, because remember when I said there was a zombie girl? Do you remember?
Yes.
That was her.
Oh, well, why didn't she get the planet? What happened to the rest of his wives also?
Well, that was he only had one wife.
Poor guy.
Let me tell you what happened. He was like, okay, I'm sad because my wife is dead. And he didn't know his wife was a zombie. So he was walking down the street one day and he was sad. And he got hit by a car and he died.
Well, then he gets his own planet, right? And he can bring his wife over there if she doesn't want a separate planet.
No, because he became a zombie too.
Something's gone wrong with the planet's distributors.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you. But before he was a zombie, people went to his funeral and they were like, oh, he was really sad. But then they see the gravediggers that are dead. And they're like, oh, crap, call the police. The police come, okay? And then the detective comes, Detective Cray, and he's a big guy, and he's like, oh, I'm Detective Cray, ma,
all right?
Yeah, basically, he just is a big guy, and he's like, hey, what's going on here? Are there dead guys? And they're like, yeah, there's dead guys, those grave diggers are dead.
Well, good for them. I mean, I'm enjoying being dead very much. It's a wonderful thing, so I recommend to all the listeners being dead. You get power, glory, infinite wives, planets. It's always good. So it's a happy story so far.
Well, maybe maybe they didn't have planets because they weren't Mormons.
Why not? That's just stupid.
But they're not. So, that's why. So Inspector Cray is looking around going, I will figure out what killed these guys, I guess. But guess what?
The Inspector Cray died too.
Yes!
Ah, well, I'm very good at predicting these.
He meets the girl zombie and now the old man zombie, both. And they were like, kill you, and then kill him.
So far, this story doesn't seem to be going anywhere. All the characters are dead.
Well, there's more. There's more. Because remember the guy who threw the plane?
Yes.
Okay, so he was like at home with his wife. And they're sitting.
Which one?
No, he only has one wife.
Right, okay.
And they're sitting around watching the cemetery, going, look at the cemetery, it's pretty. Do-do-do-do-do.
Well, that's a normal occupation, yes.
And he's like, let me tell you a story.
Did you know that the cemetery comes from the name of the cement used to make the gravestones?
Is that true?
No, I'm not sure. Probably.
Okay, well, that's fine, but that's not what he tells her. He tells her, hey, do you want to hear a story? I saw a UFO, so what do you think of that? And she's like, well, maybe. And he's like, but you can't tell. It's a secret. Remember I said it was a secret? Because the army made me say I wouldn't tell. But I will tell you, I think that all the weird stuff at the cemetery with cement is connected to this UFO.
They probably didn't want the people to know from the aliens that they could get their own planet as soon as they died. The aliens come and kill the people. Then, more planets, more aliens. Because everyone who dies gets their own planet. It's a very simple film.
And so, then basically, time passes, alright? And more spaceships are coming, and people are seeing them, and the military is shooting at them, and it doesn't stop them. And, why is that good?
Well, the aliens, they may as well come from this may be a story about Jupiter too, for all I know. Besides, the more people that die, the more fellow planet rulers I can, I mean, it's a happy story.
No, they're not Mormons! Oh. No planets!
Well, they should be converted before the story's over.
It's not over!
But to convert them, then.
I can't do it!
It's your story!
No, I've started a movie! But I can't tell you how it ends until we get to the end!
Okay, good cut. Calm down. Let's hear the end of the story.
We're not at the end of the story yet! We're at the middle, maybe the beginning-ish! Schmidt.
I meant the rest of the story, the continuing of the story. Let's hear it.
Okay, so the aliens that got shot at by the military, they go back to the space station and are like, okay, other alien dudes, we're back, so let's get all set. And they go to their commander alien. His name is Eros. Okay.
Eros was a Greek god known for eroding many things, wearing them down.
No, not this guy. He's not a god. He's an alien. He's,
same thing, really.
No. This guy's like, they go to him and are like, so we tried to get in touch with the people, and they were like, no, and they shot us. So what do you think? And he's like, well, you gotta make stuff happen. And they're like, okay, well, tell you what, we're doing plan number 9. What do you say? And he's like, oh, well, you bring back the dead people. Yeah. Okay, do that. But make sure you win this time. And they're like, well, we will. And then they fly to Earth, basically.
Are the dead people just on other planets that they have? Why do they have to bring them back?
No, the dead people are in the cemetery.
I'm a dead person. I'm still around.
No, you're a dead... I don't know how you work. But I'm saying that there are dead people in a cemetery, okay? Do you know?
Yeah, that's what they put the bodies.
And they bring back the bodies to life again. I just did a whole story about bringing bodies back to life from death.
I heard you, yeah.
Okay, it's like that, except no Jews.
No Jews. They don't believe in Mormon. They don't come back to life. They don't get their own planet. Poor people all to convert.
No, they don't get their own planet, right? So that's what happens.
No Jews.
There's no Jews.
In the whole story.
No, but they come back anyway.
The Jews come back.
What? No, I said there's no Jews.
Who's coming back?
The dead people.
But, okay.
So listen. The pirate is going to go away on another flight. But he's like, listen, honey, my wife, I'm scared that these UFOs are going to come get you. So I want you to be careful. And she's like, ho, 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 nothing is wrong.
His wife is Santa Claus?
No, she's just like, tee-hee, that's fine. Everything is, I'm not going to get kidnapped by aliens. Come on, that's serious.
He only has one wife. He should be careful with her.
Well, he was worried about her, but she was like, don't know, ha, ha, ho, ho, hee-hee. So he's like, okay, I gotta go, but you be careful and, you know, lock the door or whatever. And she's like, okay, whatever. But guess what? I will tell you, at the nighttime when she goes to sleep, in comes the zombie of the old man. He's like, I'm gonna get her. What do you think?
Well, he only had one wife when he was alive. Probably wants another now.
Well, he was gonna try to get her, but so she runs, and she runs into the cemetery. Then out comes the zombie wife.
The cemetery's a good place to hide from zombies.
Well, it wasn't, because that's where they were. Oh,
good, that was sarcastic.
Oh, well, but it wasn't.
Right.
Okay, so he also, and then also comes Inspector Cray zombie. Oh, zombie. And they are all chasing the wife, not the dead wife, the living wife. And but then she gets away, so that's good.
It's good if she's not a Mormon.
What? But why is it? It would be, it's good anyway.
If she's a Mormon, she gets killed, then she gets a planet, like me.
I don't think that you want all Mormons to die, do you?
How else they get their planets?
Well, you hate all Mormons.
No, they got it right. They got planets and coming to them. It's going to be alive first. It's sure. I tell you that right now.
Well.
So if you ask me, kill all the Mormons.
So you say kill all the Mormons?
Yes. I'm sure they'd agree with you.
Okay. Well, that's not about this. This has zombies. And so the zombies all go home and are like, what did we miss her? Oh, well. And then when the pilot gets back, him and his wife are at the police, and the police are like, hey, what happened with zombies and aliens? What do you think? And they're like, well, they chased us. So, and while they're getting questioned by the police, the zombies come again. And the police has to shoot at the zombies. And the zombies are like, we don't care if you shoot at us, we are zombies. And so they try to kill everybody. And they have, the zombies also, by the way, have a blaster gun that they can shoot. And so they shoot.
Why do zombies have a blaster gun?
Well, okay, maybe it was aliens had a gun too. Maybe it was aliens had a gun.
Right.
So the aliens had a gun, but they were with the zombies, because the zombies work for the aliens.
How much do you pay zombies?
I don't pay the zombies.
Oh.
But they work for them, and so the aliens shoot a policeman, and he's like, died right then. And he turned into only a skeleton, and they're like, oh god, that's terrible. I mean, the people were like, oh god, that's terrible.
Maybe he was a Mormon, though.
He wasn't a Mormon!
How do you know?
Because there's no Mormons in this.
It's a boring movie.
There's zombies and aliens and people turn to skeleton.
All right, that's not entirely boring.
So here's what happens. They saw that they blasted this policeman and turned him into a skeleton, okay? And the police people and the pirate and his wife are like, so what should we do? And then they go, well, let's go to the cemetery. What do you think? And so the aliens are on their ship and they're discussing what to do. And they say, okay, here's what we gotta do. Let's send out the big detective zombie, okay? And have him kidnap the wife, the living wife, the pirate's wife, okay? And that will make the policeman and the pirate come to see us because we've kidnapped the wife. What do you think? And so they do. And the detective zombie is like, I'll get the wife. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, okay, the people are like, hey, what's that over there? Looks like a spaceship. And so they start going to the spaceship anyway, okay? So they were gonna go there anyway, but the detective zombie doesn't know. So he's like, I'm still gonna kidnap the girl, I don't care. And so he kidnaps the girl and kills or knocks out the cop who's with her, okay? But the pirates and the other cops are already at the spaceship.
Why did they get to the spaceship?
Because they just walked to the spaceship.
Oh.
And the guy, they don't even have the girl yet, but they're already there. And so the aliens are like, okay, come on in, go ahead. And they're like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to kill people? And the aliens go, listen, here's why, okay? Because we came to Earth and said, will you help us? But all the Earth people were like, nah, we don't care what you're saying. And we're like, excuse me, we have serious business. And the people are like, well, what's the serious business? What is the problem? And the aliens go, okay, listen, there's this really big bomb, okay, that is made out of the sun, and you're gonna blow it up.
The sun or the bomb?
Yeah, well, maybe both.
Oh, well, that's twice as hard or dangerous.
Yeah, and he's like, but you know what? You guys are so dumb, you're gonna do it anyway. So we wanted to just kill you to stop you from killing you.
There seems to be a pointlessness to this. If they want them dead and they know they're going to kill themselves, why don't they just wait for them to kill themselves anyway?
Because they don't want the sun to kill everything, too.
But the sun's only going to kill the people that they're killing.
Maybe it would also kill them. Did you think of that?
No, why would it kill them? They're in another solar system.
They have the same sun.
In the Earth's solar system?
Yeah.
That's the Earth. It's the only planet in that solar system with life on it. There's some unfortunate dead Mormons got control of the other planets without life. It's very boring for them, but they're the only people on them.
Well, maybe not.
Oh, well, I've been there. I visited them. I saw...
Okay, well, let me tell you. Maybe there's another planet you don't know about. How about that?
Very unlikely. I am a doctor, but I'll take your word on it for the point of the story.
Are you a planet doctor?
No.
Okay.
Pediatric meds.
Well, then I'm right.
Are you a planet doctor?
Yeah!
Oh, well, yes, all right then.
Escape, you're not a planet doctor.
There you are. You see, you're not a planet doctor.
Well, I might as well, because I know the story.
Well, then I might as well be a planet doctor.
But I know the story. I watched it.
Now I know the story, too. I just heard it.
It's not over.
Oh.
I know the ending. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. So, do you remember how the detective zombie went and got the girl, even though they were already going to the spaceship?
Yes.
Okay, well, he finally shows up with the girl. He's like, I got the girl, da da da. And the aliens are like, we're gonna have him kill that girl unless you do what we say.
I thought they were already going to kill everyone.
No, the people were gonna kill everyone.
And the aliens were also.
They were gonna kill, well, yeah.
So now they're only going to kill the one girl.
Yeah, well, look, they're saying we're gonna kill this girl unless you get out of here. But what happens is, the policemen outside are like, hey, we will save the girl. It's true that we can't shoot the zombie. Because remember, they didn't care. But what if we hit it with a stick?
I hadn't thought of that, certainly. Usually, people don't care you're shooting them. They don't care if you hit them with a stick.
Well, the alien is like, he's going to hit him with a stick.
Well, maybe this bomb that the aliens are afraid of is also a stick. I might as well be a stick doctor.
But no. He's like, listen, the alien is like, they're going to hit him with a stick. I'm going to stop controlling the zombie. ready to do what he wants. And they do. And the ghost gets to go free. But then the alien is wrestling with the pirate. They're fighting. Punch, punch. And
there's pirates in this movie?
No, the airplane pirate.
Guy pirates.
No, the guy who was flying the plane at the beginning.
Right, the pilot.
Yeah.
All right.
He's fighting aliens. And that's when the fire starts to burn. But the humans run outside of the spaceship, okay? And then the spaceship takes off. But guess what? It's too late. It's already on fire. And so aliens are on the spaceship and it's on fire and it burns. Up. And then when the spaceship blows up, all of the zombies turn into skeleton.
They rotted pretty fast.
Yeah, and that's the true tale of what happened. The end.
What was the spaceship made of?
What?
Most spaceships are made of metal.
No, this one was not made of metal. Or maybe it was, what do you think? Sure, metal, why not?
So how did it burn?
There was some paper.
This story doesn't make any sense.
Look, do you ever look at a wall?
Do I ever look at a wall?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, sometimes they put wallpaper on it, okay?
That's the truth. Yes, I have seen wallpaper.
So maybe they had a metal spaceship with wallpaper.
All right, I'm going back to a world that makes sense. Jupiter 2, where I am the pharaoh. A word derived, I'll have you know, from the ancient Egyptians because they were so fair.
Oh.
Where there is nothing about people who come back to life, who don't get their own planets, nothing about spaceships that burn up, or people who threaten to kill each other because they're about to kill themselves. This story, blatantly anti-Mormon.
Wait! I have a question.
Yes.
Well, I have two questions. Question number one. What about the women? They don't get their own planet.
No.
So where are the women?
Well, some of them on my planet.
Then you don't get your own planet.
Yes, I do.
There's women on it.
I'm in charge of them.
Yeah, but you don't get to be on it by yourself.
I don't want to be on it by themselves. I want to have my women concubines.
Well, what if you want it by yourself?
Then you can kick them out.
Where do they go?
Somebody else's planet or out into space to freeze or something.
I don't believe it.
Well, I do. I was just there. I can kill you and bring your spirit back.
No, I'm not a Mormon. Also, you have to share your planet with women, so...
It's a fun thing. It's good. I wanted to have the women there. I might as well be a doctor of women. I decided it was a good thing. I have the women there because I'm in charge of them. I'm a powerful one. I brought the women too because of my wives and concubines.
How many children do you have?
I don't know. I never counted. Lots of them.
On your planet?
Yes.
Are they dead?
No, well, I don't know. Their father's dead. I was dead when I had them, so I don't know how that works. They're around. They're on another planet.
Then you're not a very good doctor.
I don't have to be a doctor anymore. I'm the pharaoh. I might as well be a doctor. What does it matter if I really am a doctor?
All right, question number two. Do you want to hear the scary moral or what?
What?
Do you want to hear the scary moral or what?
Yes, I would love to hear the scary moral.
Okay, the scary moral of this movie is...
Don't die before you convert to Mormonism or you won't get your own planet.
No, that's not what I said!
That's what I said.
That's not the scary moral.
I might as well be Dr. Moral.
Dr. Moral? You're not a doctor. You said you don't get to be a doctor anymore, so...
I get to be doctor. Whatever I say is true. If I say I'm a knight, I'm a knight. If I say I'm a doctor... I'm a doctor.
Well, can you say you're alive?
I can say it.
Is it true?
No.
The scary moral is... Aliens make zombies. For real. So, that's why you really should be careful.
I don't need to be careful. I'm the pharaoh of a planet.
All right, well, listen. Let me tell you. What happens to you if aliens come and bring your wives back to life?
That's a problem for me.
Yeah.
All right, good point.
So, did you learn lessons from this movie?
Yes. Watch out for aliens taking my wives away.
Yeah. Or you could get hit by a car, right? That guy.
Wanted, yeah.
No, not if you wanted. If you didn't want it.
Did that too. Thanks for the scapey story, Scape.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for listening to it. I guess you're headed back to a planet now?
Yeah, I'm just going to fly back any moment now.
You fly?
I'm a spirit. I just fly through the space, yeah.
Okay. You look like a guy.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. Have you ever met any Mormon planet-ruling spirits before?
No, this is the first time.
So I'm the authority here.
You might as well be a doctor of Mormonism.
I might as well, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Scape, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, all right. Come back next time for a new scary story, which I will tell, which is not about